Hi everyone, you're listening to Us and Tomorrow, and I'm Belinda. Today's episode is about something we all struggle with, maybe like more than we admit. It's about focus. So, how do we hold on to it in a time when we are constantly surrounded by information? Not just like surrounded, but like flooded, saturated, and submerged. If you're like me, your day probably starts with more than one screen. A phone alarm, notifications, headlines, and messages. Even before you get out of bed, the world has already asked for your attention loudly and without permission. And this is the attention economy. And this means that your focus is the most valuable currency. Not your money, but not your time, but your focus. Because what you pay attention to shapes what you care about. And what you care about shapes who you become. Let's pause for a moment and look at the scale of the situation. According to a 2023 study from the University of California, Irvine, the average worker switches tasks every 3 minutes. Even when we try to focus, the interruptions are baked in. Notifications, ads, emails, tabs, pop-ups, pings, some of it is helpful, some of it is noise. And the truth is, the human brain was never designed to take in this much information this quickly. We evolved in environments where the number of facts you needed to survive could fit in a single village elder's memory. Now, we scroll past more data in a single day than people 300 years ago might encounter in a lifetime. So, how do we focus when everything is designed to steal our focus away? There's no easy fix, but one thing we can do is to reclaim the concept of attention as something sacred. It's not a default setting, and it's not something we just give away. Because attention is choice. It's one of the last forms of agency we have in an algorithm-shaped world. When you decide to really read a book instead of scanning headlines, you're resisting. When you let your mind wander during a quiet walk, instead of filling the silence with noise, you are reclaiming attention. Focus doesn't have to mean productivity. It can mean depth, slowness, and care. Let me tell you something I've been doing. Sometimes I take 10 minutes to stare at one thing. A tree outside my window, a painting on my wall that my sister drew, even a page from a book I've already read. At first, my brain panics. It wants stimulation, it wants dopamine, it wants something new. But if I stay there quietly looking, something shifts. The image deepens, I start to notice texture, shadow, structure, and weirdly that 10 minutes feels fuller than most hours online. I think the future will belong to people who know how to focus, not just in bursts, but with gentleness. People who can choose what matters, not because the feed told them to, not because they listened to their own mind long enough to hear it whispered back. We don't need to process everything. We need to learn to say, this is enough for today. One page, one thought, one quiet moment. Maybe that's what attention really is. Not a tool, not a technique, but a form of self-love. The act of giving our full presence to something or someone in the world that's begging us not to. When you focus, you're not just resisting distraction, you're saying, this matters. I'm here, this is real, and I'm really anchoring on something. And thank you for spending your attention here with me today on Us and Tomorrow. If you found this episode grounding, share it with someone who needs a little stillness. And I am Belinda. Until next time, stay curious and stay conscious.